B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello, ma'am.
I'm trying to reach a gentleman by the name of Stan.
This is Stan. Ma'am, can I have your name, please? You've reached Stan.
Yes, Stan. This is Mrs. Cohen.
Hi, Mrs. Cohen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You may call me May if you prefer.
May, okay, Mrs. Cohen, I can call your first name is May?
Yes.
Okay, yes. May, welcome to the show. How might I help you? You know what? You caught me a little off guard because you sound like a nice woman and somebody that I wouldn't expect that would listen to our show. You sound, pardon me for saying this, you could be a grandmother.
Well, I am a grandmother and very, very proudly so. I have not heard your program before, but I have turned it on this afternoon. And I have to say, it's just lovely.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, May. That's a beautiful name, too.
Let me tell you something. You have a listener for life. I haven't laughed like this in I don't know how long.
Oh, thank you, May. Thank you so much. And thanks for phoning. Anything else you'd like before I let you go?
Yes, there was something, but it can wait. I'm embarrassed now.
No, I'm sorry I even said anything. May, what is it, sweetheart?
I don't want to be an imposition, and I never would have imposed upon you. I thought that I had an invitation, but evidently I misunderstood.
An invitation? What do you mean by an invitation, May?
You have a nice day.
No, okay? May, don't hang up now. I want to know what an invitation.
Well, yes.
An invitation to what?
Well, the reason I had to call, the reason that I started listening to your program today,
yes,
was because I met a colleague of yours today.
You met a colleague?
And this is embarrassing now.
What?
Well, he said that if I was to call you and mention his name, that you would give me a complimentary steak dinner.
Excuse me? That happens a lot, May. I'm telling you right now, it happens a lot. You know, I know these guys, and I met them once. They call them, they might give you. But you said a colleague.
Well, I'm so embarrassed.
You shouldn't be embarrassed, man. I want to know what's going on.
I swore I would never be one of those women. There's no fool like an old fool. I must have been taken in.
It sounds like you might. I might have a prize for you, May. I might be able to scrounge up a dinner for you. I'm now curious.
That's poor man. I don't. That's not something that I do. I should have known better.
May, darling, sweetheart.
Yes.
Are you smoking?
Yes, darling.
Okay. Probably a lifelong smoker.
Well, I'll tell you, it hasn't hurt.
Okay.
Husbands come and go, but Virginia Slims will never leave.
That's so cute. That is so cute. Now, May, help me out here, because I want to know if somebody is using our good name to fool people, and I have to know this. I'm going to get you a dinner. I'm going to get you someplace nice that you can eat. Will it be a table for one, or do you have somebody in your life?
Well, that's very kind of you. I would love to bring someone with me.
Done. Now let's talk, you know, person to person right now.
That's very kind of you. Well, it's so embarrassing because in hindsight, I really should have known better. I had an issue. I like to stay active.
Very good.
And I used to very much enjoy riding my bicycle.
Okay, bike rider, but, active bike riding. That's good. That's a good way to stay healthy.
But I had to have a hip replaced.
Oh.
And so I can't pedal a bicycle, but I so enjoyed the sensation of being on a bicycle.
Sure.
And I bring my little puppy dog Tickle with me in a basket, and I really miss that. And the doctor suggested that I treat myself and get one of these scooters so that I could ride around, but I wouldn't have to pedal. Well, no one likes a braggart, sweetheart, but my son is very successful running as an object pedal.
Okay.
And when I explained it to him, he didn't say another word about it. He had it delivered to the house, but a beautiful pink Italian motor scooter.
Oh, like one of those little Vespas.
That's exactly what
They are. That would be perfect for you, May. It's a little scooter, one speed. You go around, you can put the dog in the basket, whatever, and drive around, and around the neighborhood. The neighbors see all that. There's May still being active.
And I am so spoiled. It's so beautiful, and the basket has a little plastic flower on it.
Oh, that's great. That is great. It's so good to see you active like that. So how you enjoying it? How you enjoying the Vespa going around? Boy, that's just great. How you enjoying it?
Well, last week, unfortunately, my hip came out of the socket while I was riding it.
Ooh.
And I don't know exactly what happened, but I turned it at an awkward angle. Luckily, thank God, I didn't go down all the way. But I don't know if it came out of gear or if somehow something got bent, but it wouldn't ride right.
Okay.
And I didn't know how to go about this, and I called my insurance company and explained it to them.
Uh-huh.
I've been with this insurance company for over 49 years.
Yes.
And they're very good to me, and they said, Mrs. Cohen, you don't have to worry about a thing. We're going to send a man who will take care of all this. He'll come to your home, he will pick up the scooter, and he will bring the scooter back in better condition than it was when it was new. I said, that is wonderful.
I bet you. So what happened?
Well, this morning, just as they had promised,
yeah,
around 9, I think it was around 9 a.m., a young man showed up with the tow truck.
Yeah.
Like a flat tow.
Right, like a flatbed.
Yes. And yes, he introduced himself.
Yes.
His name on his uniform was Larry.
This isn't the colleague, is it?
Yes.
What the? Yes. Oh, you've got to be for crying out loud.
Well, I am so sorry. I don't even know what I've done. But he said that you were a dear friend of his.
What?
And that he only drove the tow truck to stay active. That his main job was that he was the boss of your show or the director or something.
And he said he was the director of my show?
Yes. Something like that.
No.
I don't know. Executive something.
No, he wasn't executive anything.
This is as close to show business as I've ever been. I don't know what the titles are.
So, okay, I understand. So he's saying this.
It seemed to me, and I could be wrong, but it seemed to me like he was the head honcho there.
Yeah.
And
are you saying that he claimed that he was the boss of me?
Well, yes, I thought he was the boss of everybody. I invited him in, and we had some lovely tea, and I explained to him how grateful I was to have my beautiful suit of her pants so that Pickle and I can go for our ride soon. And he said, okay, no problem.
No, ma'am, do not.
Let me tell you
do not let that person into your home. Do not let him take your Vespa. Don't let him do anything.
Well, he already took it.
He took it.
I don't want to falsely accuse anyone.
What do you mean?
I'm a bit concerned now that you say that you don't know him and there never was a steak dinner. Well, when I went in to make the tea,
yeah,
I came back in. I like to have, you know, proper tea service, and I came in with the tray with the sugar.
And
the sweet and low, if you prefer.
Yeah.
And when I came back to the parlor, he was not there. And then I thought, well, where could he be? And he came wandering out from my back bedroom. And I said, pardon me, sir, but I was under the impression we were going to have tea. And he said, oh, I was just looking for the bathroom. Well, I said, why didn't you just ask? It's over here on this side of the house. There's no bathroom back there. That's the back bedroom. I'm very concerned now.
May.
Because I thought it could have been my mind playing tricks on me.
No, it's not, May.
But I'm missing half of my prescription medication. I'm also missing some jewelry.
And you're also, and I hate to say this to you, May, you're also missing the Vespa. Your Vespa's ruined. Your Vespa's ruined by that guy who stole your jewelry, who stole some medication.
Yeah,
and your Vespa's ruined.
What a nasty little mother...
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you, Haney. Let me adjust stuff in here. Let me tell you, this is Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The stuff has been switched off. I've had to adjust Junior's headphones. I've had to adjust mine because they switched the main switcher off 3 days in a row now.
Yeah.
And so I apologize. We were a little late coming on. I'm adjusting every day Junior's headphones like he's a four-year-old. And we're situated now.
I'm still, maybe you can help me. I'm still struggling with what the hell's going on.
What do you mean?
Now, granted, this was in Arkansas.
Yeah.
But I just saw a video of a brawl at a steakhouse.
Yeah, where the got hit in the head with the bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the brawl starts...
Yeah. It's a mask thing.
...with a lady who was sitting at the bar with a cocktail, but wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
A couple seems to come in just walking past her to have dinner, headed for their table, and she felt the need to note that they weren't wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't even know it happened so fast. I don't know who was doing what, but somebody got involved. And then the next thing you know, fists are flying and bodies. And
yeah, I saw the footage.
Now, it was my understanding you're not supposed to drink at the bar, that wasn't allowed.
That's different there. That's for Florida. Florida right now, and some other states, but in Florida, that's one of the new rules. They pulled back on that.
And you know, before I came back into this sick building,
mm-hmm.
You like to say, oh, I haven't seen him since...
March.
Yeah. And it was the last week that I'd seen you before... It all happened.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's the last time I went to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Things have changed.
And I have not gone anywhere since then, but now I'm seeing people attacked in the street all over the place for what seems to be no reason. Sometimes it's about a mask. Sometimes there's just an angry mob chasing them down the street and beating them with sticks.
Look.
Is it safe to go outside?
If you wear a mask. I told you, I have my mask.
But Stan,
right here,
you've got a mask that's like that hospital blue color.
No.
And I see people wearing hospital blue masks being beaten by people wearing black masks.
You gotta stop for a second.
What?
This is the mask that I wear here. This was the Beasley-issued mask, the blue paper mask, which I don't know if it does anything, but it makes them happy, and I can breathe very well out of this mask. Now, in my vehicle and in my wife's car, we have an assortment of masks.
N95?
I have a couple of N95s. I have a couple of cloth ones that almost are like bandanas. I have another one. I swear to God, it's recycled underwear that they go and do. I got
sure.
One. I got one where you can put in the filters if you want.
Those are for spores.
Yeah. But I don't use the pockets.
Well, that's only if you're exploring a heavy area. But that's after the apocalypse has happened.
These pockets were put in there in the ones that look like underwear. I think it's right by where the fly would be.
Oh, I thought you were talking about filters for the zombie plague.
No.
Because occasionally you go into area that has the spores.
Now,
what are you doing?
I hit my hand by accident.
Why did you do that?
Now, here's what I got to tell you. I, in the mask thing, if I'm in my car, who am I going to infect? I'm in my car. Don't wear a mask. I always chuckle with the people driving and they got their mask on. It doesn't. You're driving and you're
in the saving
car.
Yourself from yourself.
Yeah, you're driving with your mask on. If I'm outdoors, I don't have a mask on. I'm breathing fresh air. If I'm in a restaurant, I will not wear a mask because I got to shovel food into my face. But if
this whole restaurant evidently was big mask aficionados,
well,
and it's a steakhouse.
Yeah, it's
he can't eat steak
whatever,
through a mask.
This is what I do. I'm telling you, this is what I do. If I'm in a grocery store, or I'm in a department store, or I'm at a business that I'm walking, it could be a Home Depot, a hardware store, or where I am around other people in an enclosed area, I got a mask on. That's when I wear it. I don't wear it in the car. I don't wear it like when I'm in my office. I don't wear it when I'm eating. But the rest of or outside, but the rest of the time I got a mask on.
What if you're walking through an outdoor shopping center?
As a matter of fact, over at like a Miramar, was over there the past couple of weekends, walking, keeping social distance, without a mask. I go into the store. A lot of them are checking if you got a mask. A lot of them say we'd like you to wear a mask. So when I walk into the store, I throw the mask on. I go and look around in there, do whatever I have to do, come out, I'll take the mask off.
Oh, I thought if you went into a store, they had to do like a complete medical workup on you.
Some do. Some want to do a temperature check. A lot of places of business, you go to work, they'll do a quick temperature check on
you.
Well,
a lot of times when you're the most contagious is before the fever starts.
I don't know. Nobody knows anything about this. Nobody knows. How has it changed? Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask.
Are people enjoying life now?
It affects the elderly. It doesn't affect the young. Well, the young's getting sick, so we got to be careful about that. But they're asymptomatic. Well, and
it's like AIDS.
But that's what you say.
Because it grows into a bulbous thing taking over the cell, and then it puts out little feelers to try and get other cells.
But here's the other trick they're pulling on you. Oh, my God, the cases of COVID are going through the roof. 2 months ago, that wasn't what they were telling you. They were counting the deaths. The U.S. is up to a number of deaths. They don't say that anymore because the death rate has fallen like a brick.
The only way you get a new infection is from testing. What? And the numbers show that the people being tested positive are not going into the hospital.
No. I could say I'm a young 25-year-old Stan.
Okay, that's stretching it, but
all
okay.
Right, just hypothetically. And I'm playing, some baseball. I'm very athletic.
How about racquetball?
I'm playing some racquetball.
By yourself?
By myself. And I twist my knee.
Ow!
I say, I gotta go to the hospital and get this knee checked. Well, as soon as I go into the hospital, they're automatically...
They don't care about your knee.
They're automatically checking me for the COVID. Now, I may be asymptomatic and not have a care in the world.
Yeah, you've just been heavily exerting yourself playing racquetball.
But if I test positive, I went in for my knee, but now I'm on the list.
And now you got to get on that special train car. Is that how it works?
Kind of. We'll take a break.
What do they do to you? Do they just ask how you feel?
Yeah, and then they quarantine you. Go home. Don't go anywhere for 2 weeks. Till you get tested again or something like that.
Yeah, but all the test is saying is that it's present in your system.
And I don't feel it.
And then they ask you, how you doing? I don't feel it. Okay, home then. We'll trust your judgment.
My knee hurts.
Oh, yeah, that's what you came in for, isn't it? Well, we're the COVID hospital.
Oh, where do I go for my knee?
I think you have to go to a battleship for that. Yeah. It's anchored somewhere nearby.
Or go home and rest. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Suddenly, there's a whole new way of looking at radio. Introducing
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
What was that last song?
That was I Alone by Alive.
Okay, we got to edit the end of that. That's just
time.
That's just wasting time. Damn you, Ed Kowalczyk.
We're going to have the grab bag here for you in just a second. Junior evidently was tired of us talking about his pattern baldness. Take your hat off.
Oh, did he take the dock off his head?
Yeah, he took everything off his head.
Oh, no! No!
Look at that. Isn't it? That's scary, isn't it?
He doesn't have the head for it.
Give me a profile.
He's got an egghead.
Oh, yeah, it's egghead. Excellent.
Why did you do that?
I was told I put off, like, Vin Diesel vibes.
Yeah. By who?
Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
I look good.
Yeah, you're like Kojak.
This wasn't one of your clients that told you that, was it?
No.
No, especially not that one.
You know how I compliment you, like, on your funny bits and stuff?
Yeah, when I do favors for you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe I did a favor for someone. They told me I look good.
You told me that's the way you like it.
I don't have to cut it for a while.
No,
that's for
sure.
Now I'm going to look like a copycat because I've let mine get too long. And you know, it's one or the other with me.
You got a good head, though. Where you keep wearing your cap.
I think, you know, we've been here for decades. And we've had many different people.
Yeah.
It's always been Stan and Haney, but there's always different people floating around us.
Yeah.
And in all those years,
close to 30 of them here,
the only time I have ever heard Stan say, that looks good, that looks solid when somebody shaves their head is when I did it.
Well,
anytime,
a good shaved head.
Anytime anybody else did it, you go, oh, geez.
Well, some people have a head like a gourd. Other people have egg heads.
My head's not that
you
bad.
You gotta have the head. Like, I couldn't do it. I don't have a head for a bald head.
I wish that you would have listened to me years ago.
I'm not.
And gone with the crew. You look so good with a crew cut.
With the Sergeant Carter.
Yep.
This look is gonna grow on you
okay,
guys.
Whatever.
Hold on, let me get a go.
And then he keeps the mustache and goatee.
It's kind of like an Anton LaVey look.
I don't know what you would describe it.
I'm going for a tough guy look.
Right.
I think I'm pulling it off.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
I guess
if you think you're pulling it off, you're not pulling it off.
I guess if somebody didn't know you.
Yeah, I look pretty intimidating.
They'd think that you're trying to have a look or you've escaped from an asylum. You know, they bring in those wards and they shave you down so you don't pull your hair out.
You know, thank God for your life experience, Stan, because you know these things.
I know these things. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Yeah, Stan, we got another intake for you here. We had to shave him down.
Yeah, good. I'm seeing by the chart he rates an 81. He's a sharp one.
Yeah, he's a hair puller. Both on himself and others.
Yeah.
Be careful. He didn't know what he's doing, though.
Yeah, he's all right. Just keep your cap on. He's all right.
Well, I can't imagine what possessed him to do that.
I'm tired of paying for haircuts, man.
Look,
like, I'm not
going
to have to cut this
you.
For like 2 months.
I'm not faulting you. Do what you want.
Yeah.
Keep the cap on.
Honestly, Stan, does he have the head for it?
I just look too intimidating for you.
There were a lot of words that went through my head. That wasn't one of them.
It would be you have the perfect head. He has a head. All right, you can get away with it, but don't be like shining it up and going to parties.
I think he'll look better as it grows in.
Well, it's the dock that it was this problem.
The dock look good. It looks good now.
Look how far back his hairline goes.
I'm just accepting it. I'm going bald.
You should.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm not faulting you. Keep your cap on. Just do as I ask. Keep your cap on. Oh.
In your presence.
Yes.
Obviously, you can't enforce that when you're not around.
No.
In an ideal world, you'd be there to remind him.
Yeah, but I can't. As you know, the city of Fort Myers is not having a fireworks display this year. But there's good news. A city official...
Not officially.
A city official is here to explain that it is being replaced by something almost as fun. This was recorded earlier. You know, a lot of people in Fort Myers upset. So a city official stepped to the mics earlier today.
Hello, my name is Tom, and this is a service of your local municipality. Since COVID-19 has canceled the 4th of July fireworks in your area, I am here to help you celebrate with mouth fireworks. First, Roman candles. Pew! Pew, pew! Okay, now bottle rockets. Bang. And for the grand finale, triple load mortar fire six shells. Psh. Bang, 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 bang. And mouth fireworks are completely safe for animals. So, shoot your mouth off this 4th of July. Stay inside.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, the government really does know best.
Yes. Haney, what's this sound? What is this? What is this?
Seven Nation Army.
Oh, I know that.
But like an all tuba version.
Is that an all-tuba version in a circus tent, an 18-wheeler in the parking lot of a White Stripes concert, or a cruise ship pulling into port?
Yeah, my thought initially was that's got to be either tubas or a truck horn, and I'm going with tubas.
It's a cruise ship pulling into port.
Of course.
Doing the Seven Nation March.
Seven Nation Army.
Yeah. Which is, I guess, a march. I don't agree with this. Haney and I have discussed this. I, of course, was a steak chef at Mr. Steak Restaurants.
Were you certified? I think you were.
Oh, yeah. You had to pass the course. The best way to eat a steak is medium rare, if you know who's cooking it.
Well, and that's assuming that you have the best quality
meat. Good quality meat, somebody that knows what they're doing.
Because the quality of the meat can make a difference.
It's medium rare. However, that's not what Americans think. A new survey for the 4th of July found the most popular way to cook a steak... So bad. Well done. 21% prefer it well done. 20% like it medium well. 16% said medium. Well.
Well, I mean, it's like if you're going to do that, if you're going to do like a Montreal thing.
We need an expert.
Well, you are an expert.
I need an
expert. You're a certified Mr. Chef Cooker.
Mr. Steak.
I'm sorry.
I'd like a second opinion.
Firm, but with little give. Yep, these are medium rare.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
That boy ain't right.
Yeah. This, take a listen to this. I don't know if Junior wants to bank this for later use. I don't know. A woman in Texas has what she claims a chicken that laughs when you tickle it. The chicken is one of 40 animals that live on a hobby farm. And the woman says the tickling doesn't hurt the chicken at all. In fact, the chicken is laughing.
You ever seen a chicken laugh? All right, you ready? She's very ticklish. Francis.
Mm. They're just an endless source of amusement when you F with them.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome back to Messing with Chickens.
Yeah. Well, this is Francis. This is cool. And I've heard of this stuff before. I've just never seen it in action. There's a stretch of Route 66 in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with the rumble strips on the asphalt. They're originally put on roads to in case you drift off and you start falling, and then it goes on, you hit the rumble strips. Well, these rumble strips on this stretch of Route 66 in Albuquerque, when you ride over them, plays America the Beautiful. You drive over them at about 45 miles an hour, and this is what you get. Something
that is thinking.
Yes. So you go and you go about 45, hit the rumble strips, and it makes that song.
Junior, you know all the music and the math. How hard would that be to figure out how to place all those things for it to come off that well?
Well, you have to measure out like the frequencies in those grooves and make sure it's all mathematically correct.
So how long do you think it would take to figure that out?
Well, you gotta figure out the frequency. You gotta figure out the frequency of what note, and then you gotta measure out the grooves mathematically. Yeah.
I'm just that had to have been quite an effort for that to work over that distance, because you have to figure out, okay, how many go here? What groove do you need here?
I'm sure they have a computer program that tells it to them.
I'm just honestly surprised, and pleasantly so, that somebody was that ambitious. Because I'm sure that happened. Nobody told him to do that. Somebody came up with that.
Yeah, well, somebody had an idea, and somebody told him, go ahead and do it. That's pretty cool. And that's all that they're telling me about it. Here's why it's there. Gotta read it all. You know who took care of that? The National Geographic Channel paid for it a while back. They're the ones that paid to have it done.
Nice.
We told you briefly yesterday, the impact of this guy goes for decades and decades and decades. Carl Reiner passed away. He lived a very full life.
And was gracious enough to appear on this show.
Yep. He died at the age of 98. And, of course, everybody knows him from the Dick Van Dyke Show. But he started out as a comedy writer, I believe, for Sid Caesar.
Yeah.
And
I think you're right.
He went on to make movies, other television shows, won multiple Emmys, and the guy was
funny.
And
his work with Mel Brooks is...
I'll get to that. That's a standalone. They were dear friends, too. They lived nearby and all the way into... Both of them are in their 90s, and they still hung out together. But Carl Reiner was funny till the day he died. A few years back when he was 93...
Just a pup.
He talked about how he gets up for breakfast and reads the obits, making sure he's not in there. And I guess one day he found himself in the obituary. Well, I'll let Carl Reiner tell you.
Every morning before having breakfast, I pick up my newspaper, get the obituary section, and see if I'm listed. If I'm not, I'll have my breakfast. Oh. There was a picture of me alongside Polly Bergen, who had passed away. I had not, I don't think.
I'm here.
They obviously didn't have a good picture of her alone. But I wish they hadn't picked a picture that scared the shit out of me.
He was the one. I'm going to tell you when he was on the show. We had asked him what shows that he liked that were on the air currently or recently, and he loved Seinfeld. He and Jerry Seinfeld had a very good relationship as well. And he proceeded to tell us about the Soup Nazi episode and the real Soup Nazi in New York and how he himself would have to go
now,
and get soup from the Soup Nazi.
Here's the weird thing. Carl Reiner has been on the show. You know that. The actual Soup Nazi, the guy in New York, has been on the show.
Yeah.
And the man who played the Soup Nazi was in our studio.
Yep.
So I think we know a little bit about it. Okay?
Carl Reiner said he had good soup. Really good soup, but you had to follow the protocol. And Carl Reiner used to have to wait in line to get in there and get his soup.
I remember talking to him, and it was like within days of the episode airing, and all he wanted to do was scream, "I hate Jerry Seinfeld. They've destroyed me."
Yep. As Haney told you, his work with Mel Brooks, who was another comedy writer for variety shows.
And the two of them had something that clicked.
They were lifelong friends and comedy partners, him and Mel Brooks. They created the famous comedy bit, The 2,000-Year-Old Man. This thing won Grammy Awards. They had multiple albums. They did this live on television.
People couldn't get enough of it.
Here's a little sample.
At the time,
yep.
It was like the
groundbreaking.
It was the funniest thing ever.
It's basically, Carl Reiner is the interviewer, and he's interviewing the oldest living man, the 2,000-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little sample.
This gentleman here is one of the phenomena of the world. He is 2,000 years old. Is that true, sir?
Yes. You want to see my driver's license?
No. We have to authenticate. The Mayo Clinic has checked you out and said that you are 2,000. In the origin of words, for instance, a simple word like cheese, where did that come
cheese
from?
Cheese is a lovely story, how we get the word cheese in our vernacular. In the year 28-, there was an old farmer, and a gentleman came to his land and said, "I'm so thirsty, may I have a little dipper milk?"
Ah.
And he said, "Certainly, go over to the barrel." He not knowing that the barrel of milk had soured, see? So this poor beggar man came to the barrel and opened up from the top and looked in and looked down and went, "Cheese!" That's how the word cheese came into being.
Very onomatopoetic.
Yes, and that's the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very famous.
And incidentally, that's how you do the straight man role.
Yep. Oh, he was the best. All right. I've saved this one for last because you can go and say what's going on in America right now is a conspiracy or is it real? Is COVID real? Are the riots and the monuments, is that a conspiracy all set up and paid for? Is it real? Here's another conspiracy going on in the world of sports with the biggest college conference empire there is, the SEC. Boomer Esiason threw this out. He thinks some college football teams, specifically in the SEC, may be encouraging their players to get the COVID now, recover from it, have the antibodies, so that you'll be strong for the upcoming college football season.
Unfortunately, I don't think they do it, but at the same time, I wouldn't put it past them.
Right, me too. Here's Boomer.
I got to be really careful here because I don't want to say that this is an accusation. I was thinking the other day about what is going on with the SEC teams. A lot of their players are coming down with COVID-19, oddly enough. So are they trying to herd immunity their teams so these guys can get sick now as opposed to getting sick during the college football season, if in fact there is one? And I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't put it past any of those guys down there.
Yep. It's the SEC, baby. And
like I said, I don't think they do that. But would I bet my life on them not doing that? No, I wouldn't.
Nope.
It's the SEC, baby.
Exactly. Grab bag brought to you by the Peter Monk North. We're going to take a break. Local beat. Big, big update news. The Bass Pro Shop diver in the aquarium is behind bars. For a totally different reason.
The cops are so smart. I thought he was an outlaw till the end. They'd never catch him.
Cops are so smart, they don't gonna go run down and chase him. He's gonna make another mistake. And when he makes another mistake, we got him. They got him. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, in about 30 minutes, a chance for a Stan and Haney listener to go head-to-head with Mark Haney in another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney? The lovely Carly will be in here as a lifeline. We've got the local beat coming up in a second. What are you doing?
Mercy sakes, you put about 8.5 on me.
Thank you, Jerry.
Bring it on.
Thank you. What are you doing?
I'll be within earshot. You keep it wound up to around 90.
Hey, Bandit, me and Fred got a question.
What do you and Fred want?
How come we doing this?
Well, why not?
Well, they said it couldn't be done.
Well, that's the reason, son.
That's good with Fred. We're okay. Clear.
Thank you, Fred.
10-4.
Roger. Thank you. What the?
I just wanted to hear it, okay?
All right. Now,
you keep telling me it's your show as much as it is mine.
It is. You can at least
usually you're in tears when you say that.
Hold on. Yes. One of the prizes available today, and we've got them throughout the rest of the week. Finally, somebody is doing something for entertainment purposes with this COVID and where you can go and where you can't go.
What, COVID-19 the musical?
No. Nick Walenda's Daredevil Rally. It is going to be in the parking lot of Hertz Arena. It starts...
What?
Hold on. Now, follow me on this.
Are you kidding me?
This is wild. It starts for the general public on Thursday the 9th. But they've got a special show on Wednesday the 8th for our listeners. Nick Walenda. Of the Flying Walendas, the guy who tight-roped across the Grand Canyon, the guy who tight-roped across Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
You see him on those specials all the time.
Yeah.
Part of a legendary family.
Flying Walendas.
Yes. They're based out of Sarasota. He's coming down here next week with his gang, motorcyclists, tightrope walkers, all of it. And it's a drive-in show. So you go over to Hertz Arena, you have your car of people, I think it's like 4 people a car, you go in, you park, and the high wire and the stunt cycles and all that stuff are sitting. As you're in your car, you can sit there and watch them do absolutely amazing things. Nick Walenda himself will be on this show on Friday.
And how is this going to happen?
It's amazing.
It's in the parking lot.
Yep.
So you just pull up and watch.
You pull up and watch. The ticket is for your car, and you pull up in there, and there's no outside food, but they do have you can't bring any outside food. They will have food and drinks at the location. You sit in your car, you're socially distanced from everybody, and the legendary, the whole family is legendary, Nick Walenda is going to put a show on for you. Right down the street at Hertz Arena. We got car passes so you can go and see the special preview on Wednesday. Next week, Nick himself is going to call in on the show on Friday. Isn't that something?
Well, that's about the last thing I thought I was going to hear today.
Yeah. The legendary Flying Willendas. His great-grandfather, Carl Willenda, was the leader of the whole troop.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his life tragically falling. The thing with the
Willendas. But the legacy's been passed down.
Yeah, and nobody's better at it than Nick. And here's the deal with the Willendas. They don't use a net. They slip, they fall, it's asphalt. They don't use a net.
Well, I mean, it saves on cost,
yeah. But,
you know, it might be worth
actually,
it.
Actually got to see him perform a few years back because he's based out of Sarasota. Over at Circus Sarasota, he puts on shows, or had. There's Nick right there going across the falls. In fact, I don't know how many people can remember this. When he's getting ready for these big stunts that he's doing, he sets his high wire up so that if you're going north up on I-75 and go through Sarasota, if you look up, you might see him walking on a tightrope somewhere. He's amazing.
Just looking at that picture of the falls is nuts.
Give you a chance the rest of the week here to win car tickets.
Because you can look at it and say, yeah, intellectually, that could be done. But if you think about the, not just the skill that it takes to do that, but the sheer endurance, yep, and concentration.
And you got to calculate everything. Wind, temperature, tightness of the rope.
You know, I remember being a kid and looking at things like that. And you know what my greatest fear was?
What?
Not that I couldn't do it. But that I would start to do something like that, and I'd get about halfway and realize I couldn't, and then there'd be nothing I could do about it.
Yeah. He's phenomenal. His wife is phenomenal. His kids, he's the king right now of the Willenda family. Look up their pyramid thing from like 1962, where a bunch of them died.
Well, that's the thing. Those skills, that ain't book learning.
Nope.
That's something that's in the blood that's been passed down directly.
It's amazing. So we're going to give you a chance. If that could be one of your prizes, if you want that for Smarter Than Haney, can be available. And, of course, the rest of the week, we're going to be giving away car tickets. So, yeah, I'm excited. He's one of the greatest stunt people of all time.
Yeah, and we've been bereft of any kind of entertainment for so long.
And it takes Nick Willenda to do it for us. It's called Nick Willenda's Daredevil Rally. And it's going to be, I think they're doing it on the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th at Hertz Arena. But the stuff we're giving away, special preview on Wednesday, the 8th.
So that's awesome.
Isn't it? Let's do the local beat. You'll get a kick out of this one. This is finally justice served. And it happened this morning. Headline. This was from NBC2, but it's everywhere. Fort Myers Bass Pro jumper arrested for drunken incident at hotel.
No. Say it isn't
it's
so.
It's just a matter of time. They're not going to go and run around and as this guy's teasing the cops. Don't worry. Be patient. He's going to do something stupid. And he did. And he wasn't all too happy about being caught, as I will tell you in this story. Dateline Fort Myers. The man who was caught on camera jumping into the fish tank at Bass Pro Shops in the Gulf Coast Town Center was arrested early this morning According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, 27-year-old Daniel Armendariz was taken into custody. Happened around 3:30 a.m. A woman at the Days Inn off South Cleveland Avenue called 911, told deputies her boyfriend was on the way, was drunk, and threatened to shoot her. Deputies were informed.
So she was at the Days Inn.
She was at the Days Inn, saying her boyfriend's on the way, drunk, and threatened to shoot her. Deputies were informed there was a man who was possibly armed in the area, driving a white GMC Yukon.
Oh, nice ride.
Yeah, ain't it though? Big ride. When they got to the scene, authorities couldn't find Armendariz. However, his truck was there running. That's when Armendariz, not wearing a shirt, hopped in the passenger side of a blue Ford Escape and tried to leave. When he refused to get out of the car...
Now, was someone else driving it?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Because he jumped in the passenger side to escape?
Yeah.
In the escape?
Yeah, in the escape. When he refused to get out of the car, deputies removed him and then arrested him. Here's where it gets good. Just you sit back, you wait. He's gonna F up. During the arrest, Armendariz kept yelling and shaking the patrol car. This according to the report. You know, you're in the back seat, get that car rocking, and authorities reportedly smelled alcohol on him. You don't say. Deputies found a shotgun sitting against the center console of the Yukon with four rounds of ammo also inside the vehicle. Well, he's acting out. He's rocking the thing. He's shaking. He's doing everything he can. That meant deputies had to pepper spray him. They finally had to pepper spray him because he had banged his head and feet on the patrol car. According to the report, on the way to the Lee County Jail, he was screaming profanities. Armendariz was charged with two counts of resisting an officer. For some odd reason, again, it's early. It happened this morning. He was not arrested for the incident at Bass Pro Shops. I don't know if there's any charges or anything. It was a totally different charge. And he was hauled off. Wait long enough, and we got you.
You know what? What you just described, think about it. That is not the way anybody wants to spend their time.
No.
Dealing with someone who's got a screw loose to begin with, drinking heavily, riding around with a shotgun, screaming and yelling, banging his head in the car and all that. Yet, for very little money, people are willing to sign up for that, put on that uniform, and deal with that so that you don't have to and nobody gets hurt.
Keep that woman safe. Keep the public safe to get a screwball like that. Yeah, it's something that...
That is the last thing I want to deal with.
But we have officers that have to deal with that every day.
No, they don't. They don't have to.
Oh, they want to. That's what they signed up for. I mean, but we don't have to worry about it because of them.
And you know what? That's a nice luxury.
Yep.
Because if you got to deal with that on top of all the other things in life you got to deal with.
Yeah. $1 billion taken out of the New York police fund. Can I just say this?
You need to stop underestimating what police do.
Because, you know, we always hear that you're bound to repeat history if you try to erase it and all that. New York City. I want everybody to do something. Go to an article. Look up New York City, 1975. When the city was misrun by the mayor at the time and went totally bankrupt and had to ask the president of the United States to bail them out, and they didn't have money to pay police officers, you didn't dare walk through Times Square on a vacation in New York City in 1975, 1976.
I'm surprised to say it wasn't a tourist destination.
It was not a tourist destination. You want to know what's going to happen when you cut the police by $1 billion?
And they've already pulled all the undercover anti-crime unit. That's 600 off the streets.
Do it on your own. I'm not going to preach to you. Look up New York City, 1975, 1976.
Now,
because that's what you're going to get.
That's what Stan suggests, and I think it's a perfectly reasonable suggestion. It might seem like too much work, though. What I would suggest is that you watch the documentary Escape from New York.
Oh, that's in the future.
Or the documentary The Warriors.
We'll be back.
Or the documentary Idiocracy.
Are you smarter than Haney? We'll find out. One lucky Stan and Haney listener going to go head-to-head for some a nice prize. Could be the Nick Walenda. Could be Pewter Mug. Could be Mel's Diner. Could be Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant. Who knows? It's your choice if you defeat Haney. We're Stan and Haney, 96K.
Well, there is that.
Yeah.
If.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Sorry, you can do no wrong. You're fine.
What was that? Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. How you doing? It is a...
It's all right. She just had to reprimand me. That's all.
What, did you strike him?
No, I hit the microphone fixing my hair.
Okay.
And what beautiful hair it is. Yeah. And it's all thanks to that purple stuff.
Yeah, what is it called?
Shimmer lights.
Yes. It looks like paint. And when you get out of the shower, your hair is purple, but it wears off.
That's confidence.
That is. That is. What kind of shampoo do you think Junior should wear? Junior?
Oh, my God.
That's kind of like the reaction we all gave him. Oh, my God. What?
You got to admit, I look pretty tough now, though, right?
I think it does look better, though. I do like it.
See?
Jeez, okay.
Look at this.
All right.
I told you I've been getting compliments.
He thinks that he's got, like, a Vin Diesel thing going on.
I put off, like, Vin Diesel sort of vibes, right? Or, like, Jason Statham.
No.
Okay.
Is there any celebrity that he does remind you of?
Yeah, he does. Curly.
Why, yeah, you oughta.
Time to play Are You Smarter Than Haney? You know the rules by now. There are six categories.
He's a good boy.
Yes, he is. First person to get all six will be the winner. It will either be you or Haney. If you defeat Haney, you can have your choice of some really nice prizes. We have $50 to Edison Lab Bar and Restaurant in Fort Myers. We have a signed Stan and Haney t-shirt. We have a Mel's Diner gift certificate. We have a gift certificate to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. We also have, and it's for the Wednesday special showing of Nick Walenda's Daredevil Rally. That's going to be at the Hertz Arena parking lot on Wednesday, the 8th. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are
are smarter than me. I would like to see you f***ing try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan Strickland, there's Nicole Lesa. What a f***ing jerk. All
isn't that something?
She didn't know who he was. Free.
Amazing. Wits with Mark Haney. What are you going to have on the 4th of July?
What am I going to have?
Yeah. Food, drink.
Like, what am I doing?
What are you going to have for food, drink?
Barbecue.
Oh, yeah, probably barbecue. Probably with my neighbors, actually.
Like hamburgers,
hot dogs?
Hamburgers, hot dogs,
yeah, the usual.
Any libations? Any beverages?
Well, of course. I'm a beer drinker, so probably beer of any kind.
Of any kind?
Of any kind. I'm not picky.
Have you had the Bud Nitro?
No, I haven't. Oh. Is that the coffee one? Because I know some of the beers are coming out with coffee ones, which kind of sounds gross.
No, this is one that I guess it's got nitrogen in it where you have to shake it a certain way and then you pour it straight down.
Have you ever had a Guinness?
Yes.
This is a lighter version.
Have you had
a
Black and Tan?
Yes.
That's
it's like that.
Oh, okay.
We have Carly here as your lifeline. We're going to get one Stan and Haney listener to go head to head. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly. Jeez, that's cutting through me. Taking too long. And you lose. We're going to release the phones here momentarily. And random Stan and Haney listener does not necessarily mean the first person that we pick up with. You got to have a good connection. You got to be willing to play. Carly?
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 277-9600. A chance to go head-to-head with Mark Haney in Are You Smarter Than Haney? Let's see who we'll get here. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Jessica.
Jessica, will you turn your radio down, please, darling?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Jessica, would you like to challenge Haney?
Yes.
All right. Say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Jessica.
All right, Jessica. You're familiar how this game is played, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the categories are people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Science.
He's a good boy. sports and leisure, and wild card. As always, we go with Mark Haney first, but Jessica, listen to the question. If he cannot answer it, you can steal, and he can do the same to you if you have the category open, okay?
Okay.
All right. Haney, category, please.
People and places.
People and places. Haney, what's Anaheim, California's most popular theme park?
Disneyland.
You are correct and on the board. Disneyland, Anaheim. Jessica, category, people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, sports and leisure, wild card.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Okay, this would be in the leisure category. What Asian country is the world's largest producer of toys? What Asian country is the world's largest producer of toys?
Hold on, you guys are breaking up.
You're breaking. We can hear you perfectly fine. What?
1 second.
Okay.
She's altering the connection, Stan, attempting to optimize.
Yeah, they're trying to look up the answer.
All right, I can hear.
Oh, good.
No, I really cannot hear the question.
All right, Cupcake. Sweetheart, darling. All right, Jessica.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. What Asian country is the world's largest producer of toys?
What is this market? Sorry, you guys are breaking up and I cannot hear. I'm sorry, I know you guys are going to have to cut me. I'm sorry.
If I have to cut you off, I'll cut you off. I know it's too hard of a game for you.
She just said bye.
Yeah, let's try this person. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Al.
Who?
Big Al.
Al, you want to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Big Al. Haney, you had a Jessica got disconnected. While she hung up, she quit. So, Al, you're going to take over for her, and this is your first question, and you're going to take it with the category she gave, and then we'll continue. Al, what Asian country is the world's largest producer of toys?
Gotta be China.
It is China, and you're absolutely correct and on the board. Haney, entertainment, history,
sports, science, and leisure.
Sports and leisure. Well played, my friend. Well played. Haney, boy, I'd have to think about this myself here. What baseball team scored only 8 runs in the entire 1990 World Series? Only 8 runs. In the night, they only 8 runs for the whole World Series.
1990. Oh, see, I wasn't following baseball.
Yeah, you were. Well, you and I at that time would watch baseball games, and things would happen when we were watching baseball games.
San Francisco Giants?
A good guess. That's incorrect. Al already has the category, the Oakland A's. The Oakland A's. All right, Al, you got people and places, entertainment, history, science and nature, wild card, and Carly here. I don't think the two of you have said hi yet. She's your lifeline. She can answer a category for you.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Let's go with, the wild card.
Wild card! And do you want to answer it?
No, give it to Carly. She's the wild card.
All right.
Do it.
All right, hold on. This is simple enough. In wild card, Carly, what do the Spanish word hola and the Portuguese word hola mean?
Hello.
Yep.
And I've got to figure out who scored 8 runs in the 1990 yes. World Series.
That's the way they come. That's the way it happens. She got the point for you, Alan, wild card.
Nice. Let's see. Ola and China making toys. Okay.
Haney.
Thanks, Stan.
Look, they're the way it turns up. I don't make them.
Love you, Stan.
entertainment, history.
Science, wild card.
Wild card for Haney. Haney, in wild card, this is a yes or no answer. And, of course, Al can't steal because he has the category. This is all yours. Haney, yes or no, is it against the law to hunt camels in Arizona?
Yes.
It is. It's absolutely illegal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anybody knows that.
Yeah, anybody. All right, Al.
When it's a yes or no question.
Yep. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Science.
History for Al. Al, what?
Keep it easy on me.
What? Yes? What's the matter, Al?
Now keep it easy on me, man.
Look, as they come, what country were 32,000 British kids sent to for safekeeping during World War II? What country were 32,000 British kids sent to for safekeeping during World War II?
Australia.
That is incorrect. Haney, category open. You can steal.
United States of America.
You are absolutely correct. The United States of America.
Yeah, what do you mean it's too easy? You said Australia, which was right in the middle of the damn Pacific Theater.
Haney, you have control. Entertainment, science and nature, sports and leisure.
While we still have choices, I would like for Carly to have
Carly.
Her way.
What do you want, Carly?
Let's do science and nature.
Science and nature.
Science.
Okay. Now, keeping in mind, Al has that category open, and he can steal. But since this is only a two-answered possibility, he would get a new question if you cannot answer this. In science and nature, Carly, for Haney. Which has more deadly poison, a rattlesnake or black widow spider?
Black widow spider.
You are absolutely correct. The black widow. in science and nature. You 2 for 2 today. Very good.
I did good today.
And she's good with her science and nature.
Yeah. I am good with science and nature.
All right, Al. People and places, entertainment, history, science and nature.
Science.
Science and nature.
You're looking for a hard one.
Don't you? I'm not looking for a hard one. In science and nature, Al, does a platypus have a navel?
Does a platypus have a navel?
Yeah, a navel.
I knew you were looking for a hard one, man.
Yeah, that's hard. It's either a yes or no. Does a platypus have a navel?
It's got to have a belly button. Come on.
You're saying it has to?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. No, it doesn't.
Oh,
no, it does.
Oh, because it comes from an egg.
It's not. Very good. Haney, entertainment, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure. I'm sorry, we've used that question before. Like, I have as much time as I want. Let's see. Ask that one. Ask that one. Hold on. Ask that one. That one we did a couple of weeks ago. We did that one. Jeez. All right, sports and leisure. This is another one where you got to put your thinking cap on. I'm sorry. Haney. Whose 66-match tennis winning streak was halted at the 1990 German Open by a 16-year-old Monica Seles? Monica Seles stopped her winning streak at 66. Whose winning streak did she stop?
Martina Navratilova.
Good guess, incorrect.
It's the only one I could think
of. Steffi Graf.
Oh,
You already have the category, Al, but it goes to you. People and places, entertainment, history, science, and nature.
People
and places. Okay. In People and Places, Al, what ancient Greek told a fable about a shepherd boy who always cried wolf? What ancient Greek did that? Always cried wolf. 3 seconds. I need an answer. I need an answer from you right now.
Aesop.
I'll give it to you. Aesop. On the board with People and Places. Haney, entertainment, sports and leisure.
Entertainment.
Entertainment. In the original Batman movie, theatrical movie, Haney, who received the sum of $50 million to appear in the film? $50 million to appear in Batman.
Jack Nicholson?
You are absolutely correct. Jack Nicholson in
Entertainment. I actually knew that one, too.
Very good. See, you're on a roll today. Haney, you're at match point, but Al has control. Al, entertainment, history, science, and nature.
Science!
I'll go history.
History. Okay. Do you want? Would you like it? Would you like an easy one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
All right.
No
I'll give,
shame.
I'll give you an easy one.
Yeah.
No, no shame. I mean, you're so far behind right now. I'll give you an easy one. What company, Al, did Charles Rolls and Frederick Royce start? What company?
Henry Royce?
Charles Rolls and Frederick Royce.
I mean, I would assume it'd be Rolls Royce.
Hey!
Yay!
There you go. Yeah. All right, Haney, you're at match point for sports and leisure. You get this right, game over.
Do you have a question?
You miss it, the game will go on.
Last time, it seemed as if you were struggling to come up with a question.
Finish him!
Okay, I got this. Yes, I do have a question.
Okay.
And for the moment, don't look at Junior.
What Haney. Do you think I'm going to do when you tell me not to do something?
Haney, what's a man wearing on his face if he sports a Van Dyke? What's a man wearing on his face if he sports a Van Dyke?
I believe that's commonly referred to as a goatee.
You are correct. A beard / goatee. You are the winner! Winner, winner, winner! Chicken dinner! Al, I know you joined in once the game started, although you did fairly well. You got 4 right out of the whole deal, so you were respectable.
Well, and
were
how many of those were gimmies?
Well, yeah, and then Carly got him one.
Yep.
But we have all these prizes, the Walenda Daredevil Rally, the Edison Lab Barn Restaurant, the Stan and Haney shirt, the pewter mug, Mel's Diner. One of those prizes can be yours if you just tell my friend Mark Haney something.
Haney, you are smarter than me.
Okay.
You accept that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Al, I'm going to send you over to Junior. Pick a prize that you want, okay?
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
You sound pretty downtrodden now. Are you sad because
got the prize.
You got the prize. You should be happy, although you did get your ass beat. But, yeah, you should be happy.
Hey, it wasn't that bad of an ass beat.
No, you did. It was pretty bad. I mean, you had pretty easy questions. Carly helped you. Hold on. I mean, come on. Jeez. Thank you for your participation.
You're welcome.
Haney, can we put a lid on this thing? Because he's going to Junior right now with hat in hand.
Well, if that's the case, then I'll terminate with prejudice.
You are stupid. I am smart. Know your role and simply play your part. I'm as shrewd can be. No one f***s with Mark Haney. Take your prizes, hat in hand. Now you finally start to understand. Nothing personal, that's just me. You've been schooled by Mark Haney.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We'll get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But first, I got to pass this along to you. Because as you know, the town of Fort Myers Beach had their special town council meeting. Will the beaches be open on Fort Myers Beach for the 4th of July holiday weekend? I have the details for you now.
The decision is down. It's made.
Yes. The town of Fort Myers Beach held a special town council meeting to decide whether or not beaches should be open for the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend. Council members voted 3-2 in favor of keeping beaches open and imposing a mandatory mask requirement. Now, what does that mean? This is where the guessing game begins.
It's insanity.
The mask mandate goes into...
Stan?
What? Yes?
Do you question at all now why I don't leave my home?
We're going through a unique time. The mask mandate goes into effect at midnight on July 2nd. Every person over the age of 6 will... That's when they start understanding they got to have a mask. You can't tell a two-year-old. Every person over the age of six will be required to wear a mask when they are unable to social distance and will also need to have a mask at the ready for immediate use, whether that's indoors or outdoors. Restaurant
So when I'm swimming,
yeah,
I'm supposed to wear a mask.
If you can swim out in the ocean and still social distance, you don't have to. But
I have to have one at the ready.
At the ready in case you have to wear a mask while swimming.
Oh, for...
Restaurant customers can take their masks off when eating and drinking.
Thank you.
Yep, and people in beauty shops and barber shops can remove their face coverings when receiving services.
What about ear piercing?
Well, we know it can happen when you go and have a mask on and you get your ear pierced.
I just got my third earring done, and the lady pierced my ear on my mask.
People at church or with underlying medical conditions will be exempt from the mandate. There is up to a $500 fine for businesses not following this emergency order and a $50 fine for individuals who do not follow the rules. So bottom line, Fort Myers Beach will be open, required mask if you can't social distance, and you got to have one at the ready. That's the bottom line. Yes, Haney. I again, I'm not on the Fort Myers Council, but I'll do my best to try to answer what you're about to ask.
It's a one-word question, Stan.
Yes.
America? Question mark.
Let's get you updated on traffic. Just one thing on the board, and it is a crash in the 16,000 block of Old U.S. 41. That, of course, in Fort Myers.
And meanwhile, the Chinese are cooking up a new virus.
Oh, I know. There's another one brewing. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney with today's headlines. He'll tell you what's coming up.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for...
Since the beginning.
It's keeping you up to date on products for which we were completely unaware there was a demand.
Correct. We've been doing that for years.
Is far from over.
Yeah, we're just into the second half now, Haney. Starting today.
But so far, clearly, the biggest story of 2020 is what will be known in history as the great toilet paper shortage of 2020.
It ranks up there. It ranks unbelievably. It ranks up there.
Are there certain names, Stan, that are inherently kinky?
Sure. I'm sure there's some names that are inherently kinky.
We have the full list.
Coming up in less than 1 hour.
And finally, a man steals a fire truck and drives it straight to the bar.
Right. These on
stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, in these times... Laughter. He couldn't wait. He couldn't wait for that one. 4 o'clock, fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
You know, during summertime especially, there's nothing like spending a nice day fishing.
Oh, I love fishing. This over the next few days, over the holiday weekend and next couple of weeks, I'm going to be doing magnet fishing. I got my rope. I got the magnet that was sent to me specifically for magnet fishing. Junior, you want to go magnet fishing with me?
Yeah, I do. Let's that actually do it, sounds amazing.
Let's do it, brother. You in?
What's the goal?
Find out what's on the bottom of the pond.
Do you really want to know?
I don't know. Sometimes it might be valuable.
I thought the magnets didn't attach to valuable metal.
I don't know what it's going to attach to. I know I'm hoping to go by near a golf course and pull up some clubs.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're in great shape.
I'll tell you right now, I had the shaft of a ping iron snap on me and fly right into the middle of a pond, and I couldn't get it. I had to replace the club, and that was an expensive club.
That wasn't the one I got you, was it?
No.
Does that one still work?
No. Which club? Oh, no. I traded up for that.
Oh.
Well, they come out with a new model every year. I'm not going to use something from 2010 when the new 19s are out or the 20s are out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the technology.
You know. Yeah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
reasons you should go fishing.
Top reasons you should go fishing. You know where some good ponds are, Junior, where we can throw that magnet out there?
Actually, I do.
All right, we're doing it.
You want to call Dion?
No.
He
no.
knows all the
I
best
know,
ponds.
I know that. I know he does.
If you successfully catch a fish, then you can keep flapping its mouth open and give it a silly voice.
Yep. Remember when they were popular?
Yep. You get to wear one of those cool hats covered in hooks. It's kind of like a video game, but instead of killing zombies and or hookers, you kill fish.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, you can drink beer, too, when you're doing it.
Nothing is more fun than waking up at 5 a.m. and spending the entire day repeatedly failing.
I can remember as a kid, opening of fishing season. You got to get up before the crack of dawn.
It makes you a sportsman without the annoying sport part.
Yep.
Personal foul, 69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
You can eat what you catch right away if you bring enough soy sauce and wasabi. Fishing helps you relax and unwind.
Sure does.
As long as you bring weed.
Yep.
Chicks dig guys who smell of trout and Bud Light. And finally, the very top reason you should go fishing.
Yes.
Your wife has absolutely no interest in going with you.
I can't get it.
And that, my friend, is before.
The building.
That's it, baby.
Ready? Email.
Even though it's on tape, it eats at my soul.
Yes. Email time, ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
This is from Randy, who writes, why is no one questioning why there is an increase in COVID cases, specifically in younger aged people. Meanwhile, the reactionary alarmist Fauci is running around pulling the 100,000 per day figure out of the clouds that makes the news headlines. And the country reflex reaction is to wear paper-thin masks. There have been recent occurrences of younger people repeatedly gathering in very large groups together for weeks on end, illegally destroying public property and standing close together, again for hours and hours. But they're wearing masks, they say. No one has proven that they are effective and are now being questioned with factual data. If only there was a clue. Signed, Randy. Jeez. I don't know if I want to add fuel to the fire here, but this is signed simply Crazy World. Ahoy, gentlemen. I hate to bring this up, but I've had it burning. I've had this burning question for years now. I do fear bringing it up because it'll be just more fuel to a fire. Why is Colonel Sanders still around? Why hasn't he fallen yet? Logo of a white southern plantation owner selling chicken. That's a stereotype. Signed, Crazy World.
He was never selling chickens. He was selling pressure cookers.
That's what he was doing. And he wasn't a real Kentucky colonel. He was appointed that. Which is what I'm still shooting for both Haney and I.
I thought you said it was a done deal.
That's what some guy said. He was going to go and ask his buddy, who is a Kentucky colonel. You have to be nominated by somebody who already is a Kentucky colonel. And then they vote you in. And then you get a letter saying, well, Mr. Haney, you are now a Kentucky colonel. Oh, this is our buddy Carlos from Miami. Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, last week, I think you were comparing Haney's newscast and energy. I was not. The audience was. I merely played one of Haney's first newscasts. Comparing Haney's newscast and energy from the first newscast and now. He made me crack up when he reflected on the past and present energy. This week, I don't know if anybody has noticed it, Haney's energy is great. Today, he is on it. You sound great, Haney, and you sound energetic. You've never lost it. You sound like you're in a good mood, and that's great. You know,
laying it on a little thick, Carlos.
You know, I know it sucks for you not working from home, but I miss it too because I had to go back to work. Loving the show and turning my friends onto it as well. Have a great day, your pal Carlos. P.S. I'm sure you have a stick pin for me in Miami, don't you? Rock on, Junior, do we?
He waved it off.
Yeah, we have a ton.
Okay,
there.
All right. I
but Carlos wants to know if you have
his.
In Miami?
Yeah. You don't feel like making one, do you?
I'll make one for Carlos.
All right, good man. He appreciates that, Junior. Little Warbucks. let's see. Meg writes, and she's answering our question of the week from last week. I know she's busy.
She all right?
Yeah, I think so. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. You were talking about movies that everybody's seen, but you've not seen. I've never seen Avatar. The look on people's faces is priceless when I tell them I've never seen Avatar. The normal question I get is, how have you not seen Avatar? My answer is, because I live in the real world and I don't make it a to-do. There is a great movie I do want to recommend, and it's called Good Night and Good Luck. It's It's one of my favorite movies. It's got George Clooney. That was the McCarthy era stuff where you had Ed Murrow. One more thing. Are you going to have Captain Lazaro on this week? Yes, we are, on Friday. If you do, could you tell him I said thank you for your service? Love the show. Signed, Meg. And now, a very special email from The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, something happened yesterday that has made me more determined than ever not to let the left push the agenda on us. Well, what could it be? Now, what happened to make me more determined, you might ask? Well, last night, all my kids came over for what I thought was a regular dinner. Right before we ate, my daughter hands me and my wife some lottery tickets and asks, did I win anything? Upon looking at the ticket, suddenly I hear Jane screaming, that's his wife, and carrying on. It took me a minute, but it finally sunk in. My daughter is telling us she's expecting.
Aww.
This will be our first grandchild, and we couldn't be happier. What a great day. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian. Congratulations.
He's done it again!
Congratulations, Guardian.
Did you hear about the Arizona Cardinals player?
Which one?
Wide receiver, I guess, an undrafted rookie. He was with the Cardinals. He was released immediately. His name, Jeremiah Braswell, and he was charged with driving under the influence in Ohio on Saturday.
Yeah.
After driving his sweet orange Chevrolet Camaro into Lake Erie.
Oh, jeez.
They received the call at about 6:30 p.m. that someone had driven into Lake Erie. Officers found him still in the passenger seat of the Camaro.
In the lake?
In the lake. Officers observed that his speech was slurred and he couldn't seem that he was unable to explain how the car ended up into the water. And that he didn't seem to be aware the car was in the water.
Jeez.
He told the officers that he was stuck and couldn't figure out why he was gunning the engine.
Wheels kept spinning, but nothing happening.
Yep. And then when it became clear that he could be in some deep trouble.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know if he even knew he was in the lake still, but when the officer started talking to him, he goes, yo, dog, I gotta be honest with you. I play in the NFL. And the officer said, you play in the NFL, huh? What team do you play for? The University Cardinals. And then the officer just stared at him.
University Cardinals.
And then Braswell said,
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's right. It's not the University Cardinals. And that's when they arrested him.
As for Mom, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now, another chapter in the lives of
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney. If you were listening earlier, the Fort Myers Beach Town Council in a 3-2 vote said Fort Myers Beach is going to remain open for the 4th of July weekend, but you got to wear a mask if you can't social distance and have one at the ready at all times. let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Then I'm going to tell you where our own Matt Mangus is going to be tomorrow. All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. We have a disabled vehicle. 13,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right at the Bell Tower Shops. And the other thing on the board, hopefully in the clearing stages, a disabled vehicle. Bonita. South Tamiami Trail and Production Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. K-Rock live broadcast. Yep, we're back out. Tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m., Galaxy Fireworks. You can find them at 12,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard in Fort Myers. Matt Mangus going to be there broadcasting live 3 to 5. Select your 4th of July fireworks because the governor says it's legal on the 4th of July. Social distancing will be practiced. Freak K-Rock, Stan and Haney, and Dave and Chuck the Freak t-shirts. Matt Mangus tomorrow, 3 to 5, Galaxy Fireworks, Palm Beach Boulevard, Fort Myers. Ahoy.
Stan.
Yeah.
I'm a long time listener, first time caller.
Yes.
I'm very upset with you.
You're very upset with. Are you okay, sir? What, can I have a name? Are you all right?
Yes, my name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
And I'm, like I said, a long time listener, first time caller.
Well, we appreciate it, Jeffrey.
I was very upset at the end of the newscast yesterday.
Jeez, I hope this guy. Are you all right, Sir Jeffrey?
I am perfectly fine.
Okay. Something about the newscast yesterday?
At the end of the newscast, you were mocking an individual who had been accused of a crime. And you said, I bet he's a mouth breather.
Oh, yes, we did a story of this gentleman who, a junior, help me out on that. He was arrested for drunkenness, wasn't he?
Yeah, like three times in 4 days.
That's not the important
thing. Yeah, three times in 4 days, that's right. And I'm looking at the mugshot and all slack-jawed.
And then you started making fun of people that are mouth breathing.
Yes, because just looking at them, the first thing that pops into my head is, day, day, day.
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah,
so
what?
You think that all mouth breathers are stupid.
It's beginning to piece together. So you
Jeffrey. You think that all mouth breeders are stupid just because they breathe through their mouth?
I didn't say all mouth breathers are stupid. I'm saying a lot of stupid people have slack jaws and they breathe through their mouth.
And you was doing things like going, dun.
Yeah.
Dun. But
yeah.
I find that personally offensive. I have listened to you for years.
Yeah.
I happen to know there are lots of people who breathe through their mouth that like your soul.
Yep, yep. Yep, we got one of
now,
these guys now.
And now you have stuck me to my core.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can laugh at everything else that we say until it hits a nerve and it's about you. Then suddenly you're offended. Oh, we can make fun of different races, different accents, different sizes of people, whether they're little people, fat people, bald people like Junior. We can all laugh along with it until I go and bring up a mouth breather. And then suddenly... You're a mouth breather, and you find that offensive. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? We're an easy target.
Wait. Jeffrey, can I ask a couple? You know what? First of all, before I was going to go just right out and apologize to you, but I got to get some info first. Because I'm withholding apology from you because you seem to be an ultra-sensitive mouth breather. What? Have you always
been? I was making fun of you.
Now, let me ask you something. I want to know a little bit more about you because I appreciate you listening to the show all these years. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Have you always been a mouth breather?
Most of my life, yes.
Okay. Was it because you had a sinus problem? Was it because you were not a very bright person and walk around with a slack jaw? Was it an accident that you were in? Was it somebody that did something to you? Was it a birth defect? Why are you a mouth breather?
I have always found it more comfortable to breathe through my mouth.
So it's just out of comfort.
It's more convenient.
That way you can get the most air in, right?
Yeah, because I'm a very big man.
How big are you? I want to get a judgment of what I'm dealing with here. Because the guy we were talking about yesterday is just a scrawny F who's got probably an IQ of 60.
I am 6'8". I am 6'8".
Wow, you are a big guy, 6'8".
And I am 370 pounds.
Oh, hold it, 370? Well, that might be some of your breathing problems there, Jeffrey.
Yes, and I used to be a professional athlete.
Really?
Yes, I was a professional wrestler for a little while.
Oh, so you were a professional wrestler.
Yes. I was the Outlaw Jeffrey James.
The Outlaw Jeffrey James.
Yes, and probably the highlight of my career was Atlanta, Fulton County, when I played I was a convict. And I fought against the big boss man.
Oh, I remember the big boss man coming in that sweaty police uniform with that billy club doing a lot of that flair in there.
Yeah.
And then outlaw, Jeffrey James, that was you, would wrestle.
Yeah. Yes. And I remember I was very proud of that match, even though I got my nose busted.
Is that where it happened? You started mouth breathing then, or were you mouth breathing before then?
I was mouth breathing well before that.
Now,
but
wait a second.
Something about me being a very large man and breathing through my mouth seemed to make people happy.
Yeah, I think that's good. Have you ever thought of dressing up like a clown? Dress up like a funny clown?
When I go up into the ring and I yell, "Let me tell you something, brother," everybody's happy and they're all on my side.
Yeah, they are because they feel sorry for you because they think it's some kind of defect because you're a mouth breather.
And then the big voice man come out and he goes, "You big moron." And I said, Duh.
Did he get you with that billy club?
I told you, blow my nose.
You know, right there on the back, on the head, right across the calves of the legs, right across the shins. Boy, that had to be something. But look,
I did a good job.
All right, good. How long were you a professional wrestler for, if that was the highlight? Hold on a second. Outlaw, Jeffrey James, are you smoking?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I take it you don't, take a deep inhale and have it come out your nostrils. It all just comes right out of your mouth.
No, you're talking about a faint inhale.
Fred, no, I've never. Now, that's something Marlena Dietrich did. Now, wait a second.
I can't move this in hell.
No.
And Thunder, one time Thunder, they tried to teach me to do smoke ring, but I can't do it.
I would think you would be able to do a perfect smoke ring.
I don't know. Nice. When they tried to make me do it, I thought it was because they wanted to try to make me look gay.
No, it's not trying to make you look gay. Now, look, you're 6'8", 370 pounds, and you're a mouth breather. That's not it's not healthy, Jeffrey. Do you have to sleep in like an adjustable bed and prop yourself up so you don't suffocate when you sleep?
No, I can't sleep in a normal bed.
Yeah.
I have 5 beanbag chair I sleep on.
Kind of like what the Elephant Man had to do, that Merrick.
Dad, I'm a human being. Damn it.
Now, stop. So, wait a second. So, you want...
So, just because I breathe through my mouth...
By
you
choice.
Think you got... Yes.
By
and
choice.
You think you got a license to make fun of me and go around going...
I didn't know that. I've never met you before. I've never even spoken to you before until now. Why do you think I'm coming at you personally?
Because evidently you must have met one of my fellow mouth breeders and they must have kicked your ass.
Now, wait a second. Do you know other mouth breathers?
There are mouth breeders all around us. People just choose not to see them.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it's mouth breathers, not mouth breeders.
That's what I say, you dumbass. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, now you want to come at me. Don't you think those words are hurtful to me? Don't you think I might be offended?
Let me tell you something, brother. I come at you with something worse than words.
What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You can barely move.
You
can barely move.
I'm going to come down... And I will put you in a Texas twister.
a Texas twister?
Yeah.
What is that? Anything like a figure four?
That's where I put my armpit over your face and choke you and then twist your nipple.
Now, you're not a wrestler anymore, are you?
It's a real clown, please.
All right, I'm sure it is, but I'm not in the squared circle right now going up against the outlaw Jeffrey James.
You have a gut to get in the squared circle.
What do you... I don't want to be in this. I'm telling you right now I don't want to be. Apparently, all I got to do is throw a ping pong ball right into that mouth of yours, and you'll go pass out.
You stupid nose breather.
Yeah, I'm a nose breather. Yeah, that's how you're supposed to breathe, you stoop. You're supposed to breathe through your nose.
No.
You know, do you think I want to walk around here with your mouth open and breathe that
time
air?
I check this the United States of America.
Look.
And I want a mouth. Breathe, I can mouth breathe.
Even then, fine, mouth breathe, and then you can do all the da-da-da-da you want.
Why do you say
you know
why do you say doing?
Because that's what you're pretty much doing. You're mouth breathing. Can you do something for me right now? Just do something.
Why do you hate mouth breathers?
I don't hate mouth breathers. I made an observation of a dimwit guy. And that was in the news. Here's a mouth. Let me tell you something. I've worked with a lot of mouth breathers. You know what? I've had it with you. Either you listen or you don't listen.
I love Amanda.
Yep, me too. Who did? I bet you your favorite was Hoss.
Yes, because he was a good boy.
And a mouth breather.
Yes. Now you get it.
Look, you can listen, don't listen. I'm not apologizing to you. Nothing was directed directly at you, although you seem to fit it.
I wish we could be friends.
Would you like to be friends with me, Jeffrey?
Yes, if you... I don't even need you to apologize to me. It's not about me. It's about all the other little mouth breathers.
Yep, and you know what? If we became friends, I'd show you some of the pets that I have at my house, and you can pet them and hug them and squeeze them and kiss them. George?
Have you ever even known a mouth breather in real life?
Yes, I used to work with several mouth breathers. They're usually drifting off into la-la land, daydreaming, and breathing through their mouth slack-jawed.
And what did they say?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. You know what? I can be friends with that guy. That guy's good people.
Look, we depend on the summer people here for our very lives.
You are not going to have a summer unless
bitches, we're finished.
I don't think one of you
are familiar with our problems.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
Larry, we have to close the beaches. Larry, if we make an effort today, we might be able to save August.
August? For Christ's sake, tomorrow's the 4th of July, and we will be open for business. It's going to be one of the best summers we've ever had. Now, if you fellas are concerned about the beaches, you do whatever you have to make them safe. But those beaches will be open for this weekend.
A 1D, 2D, parody B. Cups are utterly incredible. At Mardi Gras and spring break, they're usually quite visible. But you there, sweet lady, got a great set of breasticles. Are they real? I don't have to ask. Hey, Double D Cups, they may look inflatable, and whether they're paid for is often debatable. But on tons of websites, they're always downloadable, as well as Kim Kardashian's ass. Woo!
Double D Cups, $6,000 will credit card them. Double D cups, can't get enough. I'm glad I bought them, so glad I bought them.
Yeah, I like them in tank tops, I like them in sweaters. I like when they point like an Irish setter. Yeah, Double D cups have never looked better, but I can't seem to get lucky. Yeah, I must admit that some ladies with biggins have more than a few times had my name written on them with a Sharpie when they see fitting, but they're all usually quite chubby.
Double D cups, hope they don't bust. Good lordy, lordy, you're such a hottie. I love them Double D cups, can't get enough. Oh,
those who were not as blessed and may never win a wet t-shirt contest. But when it comes to Double D's, I confess they're the ball in my vavoom. Yeah, Double D cups can be saline and plastic. The bigger, the better. They sure look bootastic. And though they may make it hard to do gymnastics, I mean it when I look at them and say, Double D cups, you're more than just jugs. Bazoons, cans, baby feeders, tatas, milkshakes, pink nose puppies, hooters, watermelons, Twitter sausages, blouse bunnies. What if you are, you're still my friends. My lifelong friends, both of you. Even the slightly smaller one.
I love them Double D cups and bras that push up like Dolly Parton. Double D cups, can't get enough. They're kind of gaudy, but oh, what a body.
Woo!
Double D cups, 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 Double D cups. Double D cups.
proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
Die.
We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Mark Haney and the news on the way, and we told you earlier. Yesterday we told you about Collier County beaches, how they're going to be closed 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday for the holiday. Fort Myers Beach, their town council sat down today and said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And in a 3-2 vote, Fort Myers Beach will be open, but you got to wear a mask if you can't social distance, and you have to have a mask at the ready.
So I'm swimming in the Gulf, and I have to have a mask at the ready.
Well, you have to have with as far as I don't know anybody, unless they're exercising, that is going to go swimming in the Gulf. You'll be out soaking in the Gulf. You know, be out there. Maybe the kids will be, you know, riding the little waves and all that stuff. And you're going to be out there with your husband or wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and you're going to be out there soaking. And if it's just the two of you out there, or just you out there, and there's nobody around you, good luck on that on the 4th. Then you don't necessarily have to have a mask. You got to have it at the ready, though. But if there's a ton of people in the water and you're banging into them as they're swimming and the kids are going right by you, yeah, you got to have a mask on. And then if you find a nice spot on the beach, but there's another group of people within 6 feet of you, you got to have a mask on. Now, if you find a nice area, good luck again, where you can go and your family can be there and you're away from everybody. You don't have to wear the mask because you're social distancing, but you got to have it at the ready because the Fitzpatrick family are going to be coming out there white as ghosts, and they're sitting down because they haven't had sun all year and they burn, and they're going to sit down right next to you with their umbrella and their chairs and all that. You either ask them, can you give me 6 feet or I got to put a mask on.
Well, then you have a brawl.
And that's true. Because you know Fort Myers Beach, holidays, what are you talking about? Most of the time in the winter, too, beach areas at a premium. Yeah, you know, there's very little elbow. Got to wear a mask, which we were discussing outside. How are you going to get a tan? You're going to have those big mask marks going right by you.
God forbid the election goes sideways.
Well, that's what Junior's hoping. I should say old Daddy Warbucks himself.
You know, we still have rights inside our own home.
Yes.
And that's what I'm enjoying.
And here's the thing. Those are the rules. And so if you choose to go outside your house and go down to the beach.
Because that's a privilege to leave your house.
They're asking you to do it. The county or the town says that's what it is. Or if you're lucky enough, I'm not, that you got a pool. Invite some friends over and have a barbecue by your pool. Then nobody can tell you nothing.
That's right.
It's like they say, well, oh, geez, they're opening up the restaurants. They're opening up the bars. I'm going to catch COVID. Nobody's telling you to go there. That's your choice. If you want to go there, you go there. If you're too frightened by it, stay home. Keep doing what you're doing.
It's up to you if you want to engage in recreation or procreation. It's really...
See, it's the same thing. It covers it all. Let's get you updated. It covers it all.
You know, you've got some responsibilities.
I'll tell you, if Junior over the weekend is going to get some sun, he better be careful because he shaved his head and it's white under there. It hasn't seen sun in a long time and your scalp is going to burn.
You know, you seem to be pretty solid because he thinks his new look makes him look like Vin Diesel, and you have a pretty firm image established as Daddy Warbucks.
Or Curly. You know, and you
now Vincent Price, he was never bald. He wore a bald cap.
Yes, when he played Egghead.
Egghead, yeah.
Yeah.
But he had a similar head.
Similar shaped head as Vincent Price as Egghead. Well, yes.
Sticks and stones.
No, I'm not saying
wait a second.
Sticks and stones.
All of a sudden, you're upset about it. You live for superheroes, and we're talking about Egghead.
Yeah.
Do you not like Egghead?
Egghead?
Or who was that guy?
He doesn't know Egghead.
You don't know Egghead from Batman?
No. I'm a Marvel.
Okay,
I'm a Marvel comic
guy. Do one thing before we do traffic.
I don't know what that means.
Type in Vincent Price Egghead, and then you'll see exactly what you look like.
Or Daddy Warbucks.
But I think he needs to get the Egghead experience.
Yeah, I can't believe he doesn't know what Egghead is.
Yeah.
Oh, come on,
excellent,
dude.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, I found it.
Do you like it?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
look at the dome on that.
Vin Diesel. I'll call you Vin. Vin Price. There's a famous story. Now, really quickly, and I'll be... You and I, every once in a while, like to talk about the great bare-knuckle guy, John L. Sullivan.
Oh, lick any son of a bitch in the house.
Well, back in those days, when they fought, they described a match that he was in where it was 108 degrees outside. He had a shaved head like Vin. And they got in, and they would have rounds that would go into like the 80th round.
Yeah, he was the last bare knuckles champ.
And he had a shaved head, but the sun was beating down on his head, as reporters talked about it, so long that a giant blister began to form on the top of his head.
As he spent the day kicking ass.
Yes. And his corner people, in like the 72nd round, decided to bust that blister.
Cut me, Mick.
And his corner people described it, after they popped that blister, the nicest head of hair you'd ever want to see. Yes. There's Egghead. Vin Price.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
He doesn't know who that is.
No, it doesn't make sense to him.
I look better than that.
What about Daddy Warbucks? You look that up?
Yeah, look that up. Let's do some traffic while he looks up Daddy Warbucks. Just pull up the comic strip. A few things on the board here. We've got a crash. 17,000 block of North Tamiami Trail at the H&R Block Eastern Tax Service. If you know where that is, hats off to you. Fort Myers, crash. Daniels Parkway and Shire Lane. And then in Lehigh Acres, a crash. Meadow Road and Sunshine Boulevard South. There he is.
What do you think, Junior?
Again, no.
You don't see any of this.
He's got money, though.
Yeah, Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah,
you got to work hard to play hard.
That's right, baby.
Mark, Jose, are you telling him that you're a doctor?
No.
Because
he
drives around in his mom's car, which is a sweet ride.
It's a nice ride.
And then if a chick compliments him on the car, what do you tell him?
I said, you got to work hard to play hard, baby.
So,
yeah. A lot of long nights in the ER, you know?
Yeah.
He is pretending to be a doctor.
A lot of exaggeration. Exaggeration.
Oh, I see what you, yeah, I see what you did there. Okay. Yeah.
There was a time.
Extreme exaggeration. Yes.
When the local anchorman reigned supreme.
Existential.
Yeah, they heard.
Love Egghead.
And he's very passive aggressive.
One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest, wonder if he suffers from agoraphobia.
He was like a god.
I do know he suffers from eczema.
We can't.
And
it'll never end.
Made Sinatra look like a hobo.
In other words, Mark Haney was the balls.
Although perhaps he's the exception.
Yes, he could be the Florida's exception. Most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, July 1st.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. You know, when we were growing up, there was no guesswork into which cars were cool.
Yep.
You know, you hear a Trans Am.
Yes.
Or a Mustang.
Firebird.
You know what you're getting.
Yep.
But as time went on, that became a lost art, and we ended up with vehicles like the Honda CR-V.
Yeah.
Have you ever given a second thought as to, well, what's that? What's a CR-V?
Junior, what's a CR-V?
I used to have one, actually.
What's it stand for?
Some road vehicle.
Stop making excuses. And what's it mean?
Is it compact road vehicle? Is that what it is?
You're exaggerating your knowledge.
Yeah, exaggerating a lot.
I guess you could just say I'm getting a little excited.
There he is. There's
right
the pepper.
Singaroo!
The CRV stands for Comfortable Runabout Vehicle.
I had no idea.
Wish they'd come out with something like a Puma. Or a Hellcat. That's the kind of stuff we need.
Yep.
You know, there are times when you're president of the United States that you've had just about enough of the Secret Service being up in your business.
Oh, yeah, they're supposed to be with you at all times.
And there are times when the president is in the Oval Office and he says, get.
Get out of here.
And he's allowed to because he's president.
Yep.
Well, of course, that was true until Trump. I think everything changed then, and presidents have no power, and they're inherently evil.
Yeah.
That aside, the Oval Office has pressure sensors in the floor so that the Secret Service can monitor exactly. And the Oval Office isn't that big a place.
No.
But they know exactly where the president is when they're not allowed inside the room.
That's how they knew where Clinton was at the time of the monarchy.
Mm-hmm.
They knew where he was.
Well, and of course, you remember very early in Trump's presidency, they needed to do a quote-unquote remodel.
Yeah.
Kind of like they had to do at Trump Tower, a remodel.
Very extensive remodel.
Yeah, it was dealing with exterminating bugs.
Yep.
You know, you
have to watch the old Batman because Vin Price
would run it into the ground unashamedly.
Every line, he had an egg something.
I think you guys are just acting a little extra right now.
What does that mean? That didn't make
sense.
That's
a millennial term. Oh.
A millennial thing.
What was the term you were telling me the other day when you're looking good? What is it?
You got that drip, dog.
You got the drip.
You got that drip. You're dripping too much sauce.
Sorry about that, folks. You know what that used to mean?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he doesn't know what that used to mean.
It used to mean gonorrhea.
Yeah, I've got the drip.
Totally different thing now.
Tired of the steady drip, drip, drip of gonorrhea? We go over this a lot on Things You Didn't Know, because nobody really explains to you what's happening in the world. There's just the way things are done.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Yep.
Now shut up and do as you're told. Why is it that sports teams generally wear their dark jerseys for road games?
Because the home team wants to wear the white jerseys so they stand out for the crowd.
It's because the away teams didn't always have access to washing machines, so they wore the dark jerseys to conceal the dirt and grime of the road trip.
Okay, whatever. That's a long time ago.
Portland, Oregon. Meant nothing by it.
Yep.
Portland, Oregon. These days, known as hell on earth. But years ago, a lot of virgin forest and a young town. Portland, Oregon was named by a coin flip.
I think I've
heard this. I've done this before.
Yes.
Now, for that coin flip, there were two options. The two men who founded Portland, Oregon, came from Boston, Massachusetts, and Portland, Maine. So the choice, Boston or Portland. Obviously, the guy from Maine won the coin toss, and now we have the city of Portland, Oregon.
But you didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't.
No. I'm still before the end of the week. You're going to rattle off all 50 states.
Yeah, but he has to do it in a way where they're understood, not like that
right.
fake girl.
Yep.
In a moment.
96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks. Lately, gearing up for a trip to the grocery store has been like planning for hand-to-hand combat. Now, K-Rock is taking the financial stress out of grocery shopping. We are paying your grocery tab for a full year. Sign up now. If you're our local winner, you could win a $200 gift certificate to Sprouts Farmers Market in Naples. Or you could be our national winner and get free groceries for a year. Special thanks to Marlin's Brewhouse and Dr. Douglas Stevens Facial Plastic and Laser Center. Win free groceries and leave the face mask at home. Sign up now at 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
Hey, I got to ask you something, Junior. When you're going around with that sweet Camaro, you drive fast?
Oh, yeah.
So you hit that accelerator, don't you?
Oh, come on.
Are you saying that you're driving at excessive speed?
Ah, right there! Right there! Yeah.
Double play. Bill.
Yeah.
You know, I'm constantly amazed at corporations that provide products or things to people that, as far as I know, no one ever asked for. But just in time for the 4th of July,
yeah.
Heinz, the good people at Heinz, just released some special recipes for making homemade ice cream. That's nice of them.
Sure.
Of course, it's all based on delicious Heinz condiments.
You're kidding.
So if you've ever wanted ketchup, mayonnaise, or barbecue sauce ice cream.
No.
It's as simple as could be.
Wonder, you know, and they Heinz makes their own mayonnaise. Does it go under a name? Because you got Hellman's, and you got Kraft, and you got...
they got, 57.
They get 57 varieties.
Yeah.
Duke's, that's not them.
No, Duke's is its own thing. Now, if you really want ketchup, mayo, or barbecue sauce ice cream, the recipes are all very simple. It mostly just involves heavy cream, condensed milk, whole milk, and a few generous squeezes of delicious Heinz condiments in a bowl.
It's probably like in an extract.
Yep. You mix them up and then freeze them.
Yeah.
But they also have suggestions for toppings, like raspberry sauce and meringue crumbles on your ketchup ice cream, ooh, or bacon bits, pecans, and maple syrup for your barbecue sauce ice cream.
I'll pass on that. Give me some Häagen-Dazs. Give me
indeed
something that's rich and creamy and is made with nuts and fruit.
I will tell you off the air one that I really like. I won't make the mistake of ever talking about ice cream I like on the air again, because I'll never get it again.
I know, because when you mention it, they sell out of it, or they discontinue it.
Or both.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 22-year-old gent in Bristol Bay Borough, Alaska, named Dawson Porter, utilized a piece of lumber to break into the local fire station on Saturday and stole himself a shiny fire truck.
Ah, that's nice.
Now, I don't want to take away his thunder, but it wasn't all that difficult because, well, nobody was there to stop him. So pretty much all he had to do was break a window.
Yeah.
Well, once he realized this, did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He jumped in the truck and didn't take the time to figure out how to open the garage door. He just drove through it and headed on down the road in a fire truck. Every young boy's dream.
Sure.
Now, Bristol Bay Borough is in the middle of nowhere. They're very lucky to have a fire department.
Right, to extinguish flames.
Oh! It's about 300 miles from Anchorage. After he stole the truck, he did what we'd all do.
What?
Turned on every emergency light he could find.
Damn right.
And drove straight to the local bar where the police showed up and arrested him. If only it ended there.
But it doesn't.
The craziest part is that this isn't his first time doing this.
No.
Back in 2017, he was arrested for stealing a vehicle from a different fire station. He's facing charges for burglary, vehicle theft, criminal mischief, plus an additional charge for violating his release after a DUI he got a few weeks back. Someone who claims that Dawson Porter is not just misunderstood, but completely innocent,
yeah,
has started a GoFundMe page to bail him out. There have so far been zero donations.
It's going to be pretty hard to exonerate him.
Oh! And that's the news for today, Wednesday, July 1st.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like
It is.
That newscast was exceptional.
It sure was. Right there. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. It's been a long day. Both Haney and I are exhausted.
Extremely exhausted.
Yeah. Let's
almost as if we found ourselves in an existential crisis.
Yes. Right there. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, what do we got here? A couple of things on the board. Both
hopefully
of them
you can
Fort
get
Myers.
Yourself home safely yep. and extract yourself from traffic.
Yeah. Let's see. Fort Myers got to crash the 12,000 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. And then we have a disabled vehicle, Fort Myers, Griffin Drive, and State Road 82. And you are up to date. Such a good singer.
There are strange things happening every day. Every day. Every day.
Every day.
There are strange things happening every day. Well, we hear church people say they are in the holy way, but there are strange things happening every day.
Get it, Stan.
If you're going out to crack and pout, you know you ought to try to do something about it. There are strange
yes.
things happening every day.
Lord, every day.
I bet you that's Carl Perkins.
Good bet. Boy, you were feeling it, Sam.
I was feeling that. Let's laugh a little bit, okay?
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I get in a lot of awkward situations. I was in the elevator at the hotel, and it was just me and this other guy, and I didn't know him. And there's one of those awkward silences, and he looked at me and he goes, "Rock and roll, man." I never know what to say to that guy. Smooth jazz, man. News talk, traffic and weather on the 10s. When somebody says rock and roll, man, you know exactly who you're dealing with, right? Like, oh, okay, that guy does drugs. Lives in his mom's basement. Somewhere he has a girlfriend that looks exactly like Tom Petty. I woke up this morning in the hotel, and I couldn't figure out how to work the shower. That's humiliating. You're just standing there, naked, confused. Finally just give up and take a bath. There's no reason a grown man should be taking a bath. Every time I take a bath, I'm worried somebody's going to walk in and be like, "Oh, Greg decided to kill himself. Aren't you going to try and stop me?" "No, no, you're a grown man taking a bath. Things must be pretty bad."
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Stan, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes?
I'm very upset with you. My name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
And at the end of the newscast yesterday.
Jeez, then, I'll be this guy. Are you all right, Sir Jeffrey?
I am perfectly fine.
Okay.
At the end of the newscast, you were mocking an individual who had been accused of a crime, and you said, "I bet he's a mouth breather."
Oh, yes, we did a story of this gentleman who, a junior, help me out on that. He was arrested for drunkenness, wasn't he?
Yeah, like three times in 4 days.
That's not the important
thing. Yeah, three times in 4 days, that's right. And I'm looking at the mugshot and all slack-jawed.
And then you started making fun of people that are mouth breathing.
Yes, because just looking at them, the first thing that pops into my head is, "Day, day, day."
Oh, there he goes.
Yeah,
so
what?
You think that all mouth breathers are stupid.
It's beginning to piece together. So you
Jeffrey. You think that all mouth breathers are stupid just because they breathe through their mouth?
I didn't say all mouth breathers are stupid. I'm saying a lot of stupid people have slack jaws and they breathe through their mouth.
And you was doing things like going,
Now stop. So wait a second. So you want?
So just because I breathe through my mouth,
by
you
choice.
Think you got yes,
by
and you
choice.
Think you got a license to make fun of me and go around going.
Hell, I didn't know that. I've never met you before. I've never even spoken to you before until now. Why do you think I'm coming at you personally?
Because evidently you must have met one of my fellow mouth breeders and they must have kicked your ass.
Now, wait a second. There are, so do you know other mouth breathers?
There are mouth breathers all around us. People just choose not to see them.
And it's correct me if I'm wrong. It's mouth breathers, not mouth breeders.
That's what I said, you dumbass.
Oh, now you want to come at me. Don't you think those words are hurtful to me? Don't you think
I
might be offended?
Let me tell you something, brother. I come at you with something worse than words.
What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You can barely
move.
You can barely move.
I'm going to come down, and I will put you in a sexy switchboard.
A Texas Twister?
Yeah.
What is that? Anything like a figure four?
That's where I put my armpit over your face and choke you and then twist your nipple.
Now, ouch. You're not a wrestler anymore, are you?
It's a real clown, please.
All right, I'm sure it is, but I'm not in the squared circle right now going up against the outlawed Jeffrey James.
You have a gut to get in the square circle.
What do you? I don't want to be in this. I'm telling you right now, I don't want to be. Apparently, apparently, all I got to do is throw a ping pong ball right into that mouth of yours, and you'll go pass out.
You stupid nose breather.
Yeah, I'm a nose breather. Yeah, that's how you're supposed to breathe.
No.
You know, do you think I want to walk around here with your mouth open and breathe that
air? That's my check. This is the United States of America.
Look.
And I want to mouth breathe like a mouth breathe.
Even then, fine, mouth breathe. And then you can do all the you want. That's what you're pretty much doing. You're mouth breathing. Can you do something for me right now? Just do something.
Why do you hate mouth breathers?
I don't hate mouth breathers. I made an observation of a dimwit guy. That was in the news. Here's a mouth. Let me tell you something. I've worked with a lot of mouth breathers.
Yep.
Dum da da dum da da dum da da dum 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 da da dum da da dum da da dum dum da da dum dum dum. What are you? You know what? I've had it with you. Either you listen or you don't listen.
I love the Mamba.
Yep, me too. Who did? I bet you your favorite was Hoss.
Yes, because he was a good boy
and a mouth breather.
Yes. Now you get it.
Look, you can listen, don't listen. I'm not apologizing to you. Nothing was directed directly at you, although you seem to fit it.
Have you ever even known a mouth breather in real life?
Yes, I used to work with several mouth breathers. They're usually drifting off into la-la land, daydreaming, and breathing through their mouth slack-jawed.
And what did they say?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.